Now let's lead off with Illinois State University deciding to require students to be tested regularly for COVID-19. That's a shift in strategy that epidemiologists say is key to catching the virus early. Currently, students with or without symptoms have the option to be tested on campus, but it's not required, with few exceptions. That will change very soon, although the details on how many students will be tested is not yet finalized. It also happened even before ISU opens its own saliva-based testing lab, which is still 8 to 10 weeks away. Here's ISU testing coordinator John Bauer.
So we have been planning to do that all the way along. There's been some reasons, some logistical reasons that have allowed us to do it. But we are planning to institute that very soon, and information will be going to the students soon to have it be required.
ISU saw a spike in COVID cases among its students at the start of the fall semester. Over 1,300 tested positive. The number of new positive tests has tapered off in the last 5 days, down to the single digits, but so has the number of students being tested. When ISU signed its $3 million surveillance testing contract with Reditus, it said it was expecting to test about 1,500 students every week through December. ISU has met or exceeded that goal during the first 3 weeks of the semester, but it's fallen short over the past 7 days. Again, here's John Bauer.
But we do have the capacity to do more students.
Testing strategies vary widely from school to school, and resources are one factor. Another reason is less than aggressive federal guidance. Over the summer, the Trump administration said colleges should only test symptomatic students and employees and those who have known or suspected contact with an infected person. ISU strongly encouraged but did not require students to get tested before returning to normal. I asked ISU spokesperson Eric Jomey why not.
I think there were discussions about that, and it was just a lot of decisions about, you know, what you can compel people to do, and if you make it mandatory, what sort of system do you have to have in place to enforce it.
With the semester now underway, some schools, like the U of I, are running regular required surveillance testing programs. Many others have not. Highly structured surveillance testing is preferred in part because we know that people can test positive a couple of days before they show symptoms, and some don't show symptoms at all. That's according to Sarah Kobe, associate professor in the Department of Ecology and Evolution at the University of Chicago.
When testing is voluntary, you don't really know what you're looking at. I mean, you can tell sometimes when there's been a big outbreak, you know, through contact tracing, and because like lots of people are getting very symptomatic, you know, after some big party, but it's not. It's providing you like too little information, like too late. It's just not responsible epidemiologically.
Others are critical too of the all-voluntary approach.
I don't know why some of it's still not mandatory.
That's ISU student body vice president Ethan Cosberg. He says ISU's testing plan has been confusing and frustrating at times.
At this point, I don't know why they don't send out something like, hey, if you live off campus, you need to go get testing. You need to go get tested pretty immediately.
There are encouraging signs. ISU's testing positivity rate has fallen from over 20% down to 5.1% as of yesterday. ISU testing coordinator John Bauer says he hopes to see more testing and for that positivity rate to hold steady when it happens.
I don't want complacency to start becoming an issue with the positivity rate going down. You still need to maintain the protocols, social distancing, masks, and don't relax because the positivity rate's coming down. It's coming down for those reasons.